We ask that you would put your healing hand upon our sores and family members and friends that have been affected with this virus and those that are dealing with health challenges that aren't even related to the virus. We ask that you would put your healing hand upon them, that they would feel your presence, that they would know that you have not left them nor forsaken them. Lord, we ask that you would boost the immune system of those that have not yet been affected, that our bodies might fight off this disease, that anything that we come in contact with, Lord, that we would be strengthened in our spirit and in our souls and in our minds. Lord, we thank you for your providence. We thank you for your divine protection and care. We thank you for your love for us that is preparing us, each one of us, for such a time as this. Lord, we are praising you in advance. In advance, Lord, we are praising you in advance for the ending of this pandemic before we can see it. We are thanking you and praising you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Co-chaplain, my sorrows and my sisters in Christ, everyone present on this line, grace and peace be unto you from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. For the leadership of our sorority nationally, regionally, statewide, and locally, especially Southfield Alumni Chapter, our President, Thurman, Executive Committee and Board, LOMC Minerva Circle guest, and families and friends, and our ITC SORAs. My prayer unto the Father for the listeners and hearers is that you receive peace, the peace of God, as we pray. And let us begin. Let's give thanksgiving and praise to the Father. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we come before you giving you glory, honor, and praise. For you are worthy, Lord. We bless your holy name. We thank you for who you are, our healer, our provider, all-sovereign God, the God of peace. Father, we thank you for this opportunity right now to pray and be reminded of what your word says. And I pray according to the Gospel of John, chapter 14. You say, peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you, not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your hearts be troubled, neither let it be afraid. I pray that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto us the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. On this prayer line, there are many and various concerns. But Jesus said, therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, and that in me you might have peace. In the world you shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. Father, I pray and thank you that you keep my sisters in perfect peace, because my sisters' mind, their mind stayed on you, and they trust in you. I pray that whatever it is that's causing unrest in any sister's life, that she has no fear, whether it's coronavirus and all the turbulence that is going on in the world, concerns even of membership intake, health, finances, employment, children, caregivers, marriages, you name it, whatever it is, you call it out, my sisters. But Isaiah 53:5 says, but he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him. And with his stripes, we are healed. Father, we thank you that we have no fear of coronavirus. We will use wisdom and knowledge that comes from you. And that we will choose, therefore, to follow after the things which make for peace, and things that will edify one another. Now the God of hope fill each one of you with all joy and peace in believing that you may abound in hope through the power of the Holy Ghost. Finally, sorrows and sisters in Christ, I pray, be perfect, be of good comfort, be of one mind, live in peace, and the God of love and peace shall be with you, my sisters. Now the God of peace be with you all. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father God, I come before you, and we come before you collectively, oh Father God, asking for provision, Father God. We thank you, oh Father God. We thank you for providence. We thank you for peace, and we thank you for provision, Lord. Lord, we know that you are Jehovah Jireh. You are our provider, oh Father God, not the government, not our job, not our family. It is you that provides for us, oh Father God. In fact, you made provision for us before we were even born, because in your word it says before we were formed in the womb of our mother's belly that you knew us and you made plans for us, oh Father God. And this doesn't shift your plans, oh Father God. This virus, this pandemic does not shift your plan, because you are God Almighty. You are omnipresent, oh Father God. You are omnipotent, oh Father God, in the name of Jesus. And you knew this was going to happen before it even happened, oh Father God, and you made plans and provisions for us, oh Father God. So we don't have to be dismayed. We don't have to be worried. We don't have to be concerned about what we will eat or drink. Your word says, don't be anxious for nothing, for anything, because all of those things you've already thought about it and already planned for it, oh Father God. And it's up to us to seek you first, oh Father God, to come and seek you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Lord, if anything this has taught us, oh Father God, in the name of Jesus, that through any situation, you're a provider. Through any circumstance, you're a provider, oh Father God. And I thank you, Lord, for this time, oh Father God, to remember who you are, oh Father God. Remember what you do, oh Father God, in the name of Jesus. You are God. And too often, Lord, we have elevated other things and put other things in your presence, oh Father God, and put other things before you, oh Father God. But this is a time to prioritize and reprioritize things and put you first, oh Father God. And if we put you first, Lord, the word says that all these things, what things? Everything that we need, oh Father God, will be added onto us, oh Father God. And Lord, you don't have to do anything, oh Father God. Your provision is in abundance. Your provision is in the full until it overflows, oh Father God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, you are the source, oh Father God. And your word, it says that you have a thousand cattle on the hill, oh Father God, in the name of Jesus, oh Father God. Lord, if you were able to provide a ram in a bush, oh Father God, to Abraham, surely you can provide for whatever need we may have, oh Father God, in the name of Jesus. If you were able to provide a way, oh Father God, for the children of Israel to get out of Egypt, oh Father God, surely you can provide for this. If you were able to part a sea, oh Father God, in the name of Jesus, when the enemy surrounded them, oh Father God. Well, right now we might be feeling like the enemy is surrounding us, oh Father God. And just like you made a way for the children of Israel, oh Father God, you will make a way for your children, oh Father God. One thing I know is that I don't have a deadbeat father. My God supplies all my needs. And I give you thanks, praise, and honor, oh Father God, that during this time I get to serve you, oh Father God, and I get to remember who you are, oh Father God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, my prayer is also this, Lord, that during this time, some people who have drawn away from the faith, oh Father God, use this time, oh Father God, to bring them back to you, oh Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. And some people may have gotten too far. Some people don't even know you anymore, oh Father God, because we begin to worship idols, oh Father God. But this is a great time, oh Father God, to draw them back in, oh Father God. So I know you can take a bad situation, oh Father God, and turn it around and work it for the good, oh Father God. And I'm looking forward, Lord, to the day where we're able to proclaim that in this pandemic, oh Father God, that people turned back to you, that people gave their lives back to you, oh Father God, in the name of Jesus, because they realize who the real provider is, oh Lord. And it ain't the government, and it's not their job, oh Father God, but it's you, Almighty, you, God, you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We just give you praise, thanks, and glory, oh Father God, as sore, Don said, we are thanking you in advance, even before we see it, oh, Father God. In fact, your word, Lord, says that the things that we see are temporal, but the things that we don't see are eternal, oh, Father God. And so, yes, we can see what's happening right now in this world, but what's eternal is your spirit. What's eternal, Lord, is you, oh, Father God, and our faith in you, oh, Father God, that will last. Outlast this pandemic, oh, Father God. So we just give you thanks, praise, and glory. And we pray all of these things in the name of your son, Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. So right now, we just want to take time just to give the Father praise. I know that this is an unprecedented time for us, but we serve an unprecedented God. We serve a God who is big and greater than any situation or circumstance. Sometimes we just have to look back and remember what he has brought us through. Remember, and the word says that we need to think on those things. Instead of pondering on negativity, think on those things. It says whatsoever is true, whatsoever is good, think on that and bring yourself back to God and remember what he does for us. And with that, Soros, I leave you. Keep praying for yourself and praying for others, because where we are, where we're gathered and where there are two or three in the midst, God is with us. When we touch and agree, there is nothing that he won't do for us.
And Soros, may I interject?
Go right ahead.
Thank you. Right in the spirit with Sarah Tasha's prayer and with Sarah Don's, God's provision, God's providence, and he is leading me to offer you, anyone on this line, I don't see faces, I don't know who you are, but God does. But the God of peace, the God of providence, the God of provision is offering. If there is anyone who is out of fellowship with the Father or who does not know him, you have the opportunity right now to come back in fellowship with him or to be saved. 1 John 1:9 says, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. But he says that you must confess your sins to him, not to me, not to us, but confess them to him and ask him to forgive you and to thank him, for he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us again from all unrighteousness. And Romans 10:9, 10:9, 10:13 declares that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. And verse 13, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. And that is his provision for you today. And it's no and providential that we should gather today. But that is his offer to you. And if you made a decision for to be back in fellowship with him, he will grant that to you. If you are saved or just have drifted away and need a certain reassurance of your salvation, please know that the chaplains here are open to hear from you in any form or fashion through our president, Sarah Keisha Thurman, that you may reach any of us. But we thank God and praise God for the assemblance on this line today. And I yield back to Sardon.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
We thank you for our time today, God. We thank you for your presence in the midst of us. Lord, we just thank you and we praise you and we love you today, Lord. And now may the grace and peace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ rest, rule, and abide with each one of us now and forevermore. In Jesus' name, amen. And have a wonderful day.
Oops. Amen. Amen. Glory to God.